It's time for the Israel Report, and on the line to chat to me about developments in Israel today is Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror, founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. Eyal, shalom. Thanks for being with me on Chai FM.
Shalom, Erev Tov. Good evening.
So let's get into it. The Times of Israel leading with a story right now saying the coalition is said to be preparing its own bill to dissolve the Knesset and trigger elections. Why are we in a situation like this? What's the reasoning behind the actions?
So what is one of the main topics that most of the Israelis are concerned with or discussed with was the issue of the service in the IDF, especially in the last 3 years. As you probably know, because of the war, plenty of days, hundreds of days of reserve. People like myself who served over than 500 days since October 7th. Sure. We have families, we have businesses, and it's shut down. And we need every person that can serve. Now, during this coalition, because a major part of it is the Haredim, who are not with that, they want to go out and not to serve, to have the law that will give them the ability not to serve. The Prime Minister and his coalition tried a couple of times to make this law, but they apparently cannot because the huge pressure from the public. So now officially Prime Minister announced them that this is the last session of this Knesset, and he announced them that he cannot make it. So they said, okay, if so, we are not trusting you, and we are going to dismantle this coalition, go to elections, and we'll see what will happen. Again, as an Israeli, as a person that served, I hope that it needs to be a law about the situation, so the next coalition should discuss about that. I cannot see it solved with a law that will give those people not to serve. Of course, the person that learning Torah is a good one and he should learn, but not all of them is learning. And this is the main issue. This is a core issue in Israel. I believe that probably if the Knesset will be dismantled, so we will see during the next 4 months, most of the parties will talk about that. It's going to be a main issue because, you know, it's even more about the strategic situation of Israel with the war or not war. This is something that most of the Israeli society is concerned. It will be a major part of this election.
But Eyal, this is the part that I don't understand. I would have thought that the Haredim are getting the best deal now with the current partners they have. Nobody is going to treat them with more respect and better than they're being treated now. What's in it for them? Why would they want to have the elections? It makes no sense.
Because they understand that the Prime Minister cannot give them. Yeah, he gave them a lot of plenty of money during this last 3 and some years. He always, like, by the quietness, by sponsoring their academies and their people and the people that support them. I think that now they realize that they cannot change it. I hope that it is not because, like, you know, they close a deal with the other parties. Okay, we are now breaking the coalition, but when you will get it, we will do something. We will make this this law. I think that they are understanding that now it's like this is their options. On the other hand, there is voices that said that it's like a fake crisis. Prime Minister Netanyahu do not want that the elections will be on October. I remind you that the current date of the elections is the 27th of October, 27th, 7th of October. You probably can imagine what good copywriters can do during the election time. Absolutely. So now, like they said, okay, we are doing like a crisis. We will break the coalition. The elections will be on September, so it will be not connected to October. Then I will be rule again. Then you will be my base again. And in the next Knesset, we will have this. So again, you don't understand exactly, more than I, of course, what is the real here. What I do know, what I do know that it's time to have a serious law about the meaning of serving. By the way, today we heard that also the Arabs, one of the leaders, Mansour Abbas, said that he is not against public service for the Muslims, which is good because, like I said, people in Israel, everyone that live in Israel should serve. Not all of them can serve in the IDF. Some people will, the Haredim said, okay, some of them cannot go work in the hospital, go help the older people. It's a service. Okay, so I do believe that it will be a major issue during the next months here in Israel.
Talk to me about something making news yesterday, not spoken about very widely, but the fact that the United Arab Emirates and apparently Saudi Arabia actively participated in the war against Iran in a way that wasn't really publicized much. What was the extent of their involvement and how significant was it? And what does it mean for Israel going forward?
So probably it wasn't with heavy and massive power, but, you know, they got punched and hit by the Iran thousands. It's not like dozens, thousands of missiles and drones hit the UAE and Saudi Arabia. By the way, the UAE, more missiles hit the UAE than hit Israel.
Yeah.
So according numbers that has been published. I think, and this is what, again, you know, in the Middle East, sometimes you're doing things below the radar and you're happy with that. This is not, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, this wasn't the situation. They should have been said we're attacking, again, when you're fighting against such a regime. And it's a little bit changing than what happened in June, why Israel and Iran was fighting, but the Arab Emirates and all the Gulf countries weren't involved. Here they have been attacked. They have been, should publish the attack, not to do it secretly. They had to do it even much more stronger. I understand the fear, of course, why they didn't do that. But again, in my opinion, you cannot do it quietly. They should have been attacked much more. By the way, if they have been involved much more in this action when it started, probably the consequences, probably the situation today was much better because they have a massive power. I think that at the end of the day, they realized that they must have like an answer even to in order to reflect it to their people. So yes, we attacked. We didn't want to do that because we didn't want to put you in danger. But yes, our honor, our Arab honor has been hit, but we took our revenge, so we attacked them. But here, the Eastern or the Arab thoughts, in my opinion, is not good. You had to say, okay, we're a coalition. We are all been having attack. Yeah. We are all together going to attack.
Yeah, that would have been much more powerful, certainly from an Israeli perspective. It would have been more meaningful. I want to talk to you about an issue we actually have discussed today. It relates to the sexual abuse, the report that came out of Israel yesterday, and then the awful New York Times report from Nicholas Kristof talking about sexual abuse committed by Israelis against Palestinian soldiers. Apparently, there is going to be a demonstration outside the New York Times. It was either today or tomorrow. People very angry about this. And I believe the New York Times is pushing back against Israeli criticism of the column. I'm wondering to what extent this item has been covered in the news in Israel and to what extent it's having an effect on Israelis.
So it wasn't published there. I'm talking about the article about in the U.S. It wasn't published much in Israel.
Interesting.
What has been published, of course, is the research. A very, very important and in-depth research that has been made by some Israeli groups about the sexually terrible abuse of the terrorists of Hamas. This was, of course, was made and sounded a lot in Israel. A lot of Israelis know what happened or heard what happened, but here, you know, the facts is among their eyes, and they are now realized even more the terrible hours that were there against this poor guy that wrote what he wrote. Well, I don't have any other word than to say I'm sorry for him. I'm really sorry for him, how an educated man claiming those claims. It has been proven by the IDF that it wasn't any sexual abuse, as of course as collective, like people trying to speak. If there was some mistakes by some soldiers, and it happened from time to time, I'm not talking about sexual abuse, I'm talking about soldiers, for example. If you remember, only a month ago, it is published that Israeli soldier in South Lebanon, one of them broke the statue of Jesus.
Yes.
He has been jailed for 21 days. It is published yesterday. So even if something has happened, and again, I have my skepticism and I do not think that something happened, but even if something has happened and Israel authorities has the material about that, probably it will be an investigation. But I just ask this guy, why didn't you publish or why didn't you speak about what really happened, about
what really was sexual abuse.
And talking about what happened on October 7th.
Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for being with me on Chai FM this afternoon.